Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. This show's all about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. It's about helping you reach your potential. Because at the end of the day, that's what we all want. No one, and I mean no one, really fully taps into who they are and who they're designed to be. I mean, you can look at health. You can look at people with different conditions like blood pressure and diabetes and obesity, whatever it might be. You look at depression. You have to realize that these are mostly lifestyle-related health challenges, meaning that we do it to ourselves. And you're like, well, don't point a finger at me. Well, the reality is that's good news, because if it was all genetic, what a nightmare that would be. It mean, you know, you might as well just like, you know, just wait your time to get out of here. But if you can really step up and do something, and if you can really make an impact yourself, and if you know that maybe you made some really bad choices that got you into this situation, I mean, the good news is that now you can make some really good decisions and get your life back on track and get out of it. And so that's the hope that we have. That is, I believe, what's so powerful about our health is that we really can do that with our own two hands. We just have to have the knowledge. We have to have the know-how. We have to have the ability to know and the tools to know that we really can make that kind of difference in our lives. And so this show, that's what it's all about. Check us out online. Go to AsaRx.com. That's AsaRx.com. There you'll find our providers, which we have in your area, that can really give you the help that we talk about here on the show. And don't forget our newsletter and our community. You want to get signed up for that as well. Lewis in Calvin, Texas, sent us an email. It says, what do you suggest is a good source of vitamin D? Well, vitamin D is a hot topic, right? Hopefully you're getting your vitamin D checked every time you go see your doctor. If you're not, and if they're not, you need to take responsibility for your health and ask them. Tell them, say, look, I want a vitamin D test. This guy on the radio said, I need one. Tell him your other doctor said you need one. But really, you need to know it, because the numbers range between 30 and 100. And 30 is the bottom end of the range, and many doctors will look at like 35 and 40 and say, well, you're fine, you're in the range. No. You don't want to do that. So when it comes to vitamin D, remember, your numbers need to be between 80 and 100. Okay? Now, people argue with me on that, but I've talked with some of the number one, like top physicians in the world that agree that the higher those numbers, the better. You can't really get toxic anyway, because you can't get toxic with vitamin D, but not even until like 300, really. And most of the cancer doctors, this is not in the published research, so no one's going to admit to it unless you're one of their patients. Most of the doctors that deal with cancer will keep their patients at around 150 on the vitamin D, because it's in a place they found in that number range that the immune system is so strong against cancer cells that it makes a big impact. So that's something, I mean, I personally keep mine there just for safety reasons, and because that's just what I've seen the research. I've read the studies. I've seen it with my own eyes. So I know without a doubt that that's good wisdom there. But to find vitamin D, I really think supplementation is the way to go. After the age of 40, everybody talks about vitamin D, sunlight, getting it through your skin. Look, there is no way to get your numbers to 80 by the sun. Like, you just can't. And after the age of 40, the body loses its ability, up to 75% of its ability, to take in vitamin D through the skin. So that day's over at age 40 anyway. But you don't even start getting them the tougher health challenges until after 40. So supplementation is a way to go. Now, you can get it from foods. You definitely can get it from foods. Mushrooms are loaded with it. Egg yolks, loaded, all that. So I eat about 6 eggs a day minimum, and the whole egg, sometimes 12 a day. Yeah, don't worry about cholesterol. It's another conversation. It actually lowers cholesterol. I know what you're thinking. So it really is vitamin D, mushrooms. I mean, they say cereal has it's fortified with vitamin D, which is not, I'm not a big fan of that at all. Your two best sources from the foods that are highest in density are your mushrooms and eggs, whole eggs. It's going to be your best bet. And to eat that much, to get your numbers up, is crazy. It's not going to happen. So supplementation is the way to go. Just make sure that when you take vitamin D3, you're taking vitamin K2 with it, because all that needs to take place. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Hey, go online, asarx.com. asarx.com. Send me an email. I'll make it part of the show just like I did right there. Now, let's jump on the phones and go to Robert. Hi, Robert.
I have this vertigo. It's very bad. I get very, very dizzy. And my head goes into a real spin. Hard for me to stand up. Very weak legs. Eventually, anyway, I'm 78 years of age. And the doctors have looked at the MRIs and they looked at the heart. Everything, area, blood is fine. I had a hearing loss and very bad hearing loss in one ear, my right ear. I was told that it might be Meary. It's a disease, I guess, or a problem. Like fluid, I guess, in the cochlea. Anyway, so is there anything I can do to assist that without, you know, getting dizzy and nauseous?
There's a couple of things. Now, Meniere's disease, which is what you're talking about, can be quite the challenge. One thing you want to step back and look at, though, with this dizziness, well, there's three things. One is if it's not just a nutritional issue, you can go to, and I would see either a chiropractic physician or an osteopathic physician and have them check the upper cervical area of your neck, because you have the medulla actually sits in the cerebellum. All of that is happening in that area. And you really want, the cerebellum is so important because it's your balance center. And in the upper cervical area, which is not looked at a whole lot, and it can really get tweaked in a lot of ways, you want to have somebody look at it. You really want to have someone that's skilled and that is trained, because it could be just certain bones in that area out of position causing those kind of symptoms. Now, that's one, okay, because this is a lot of could-bes, and that's an area that really needs to be assessed a little further. But I would also look at eliminating wheat from the diet. When you have a lot of wheat in the diet and you have any type of gluten intolerance at all, not gluten, you know, just sensitivity could be, that sometimes triggers some of the symptoms that you're seeing. And then also, it could be potentially an iron deficiency as well. But that depends on if it's in the left ear or the right ear. Those will show different things. Manganese could also be a mineral that is being affected. So you just want to have a look, take a look. You can do some, you can kind of play around with that, have your physician look at it. If you don't have someone that really buys into that, get more of a natural-based physician. If you need help, we can help you find somebody. But someone needs to take a look at that, see if it's deficiency related, or if it's damage to the inner ear, or if it's more of an upper cervical misalignment, as we say, called a subluxation, but misalignment's a term that a lot of people understand. But I would look at that for sure, because at the end of the day, it could be one or more of those. One thing is for sure, is that having that dizziness is no fun. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To find out more, connect to On-Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. The lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to AsaRx.com. I'm Asa, here with you every single day. Why? I want to see you reach your potential. Because you are designed for more. I can tell you right now, without a shadow of a doubt, I've never met you, but I know this, you are not reaching your potential. You're not tapping into what you've been given. I guarantee that. So we want to see you reach that. We want to see you get to the highest level that you can with your life. That's what this show is all about. So I get questions often about blood clots. So I'm going to jump into a little bit of that for you because it's a topic that no one really talks about, and it can be extremely dangerous if it's not handled in the right way. About 600,000 Americans every year are diagnosed with what's called venous thrombosis, and it's a blood clot. And basically, roughly one-third of them will be dead in 3 months. Yes, that's what I said. Dead. So what they're doing now is the blood clots come in considerable economic burden. They say it costs the healthcare system up to $15 billion annually. So one day soon, they said they hope to have a recognizable genetic handprint for these blood clots, a blood test that can potentially warn us when patients may go on to develop deep vein thrombosis. That's a possibility, too. So how it forms... Deep vein thrombosis, or DVT as we call it, occurs when a blood clot forms in a deep vein somewhere in the body, usually in the legs or in the pelvic veins. So the veins return blood to the heart, and compared to the arteries which deliver blood from the heart to the periphery of the body, any blockage in the veins can result in the inability of blood to drain from the affected limb. That's a person with a DVT and often experiences sudden leg or pain, leg pain or swelling, rather. So how do you know if you have a blood clot? And there's some kind of symptoms and signs that we look at when it comes to that. So how do you know that? Symptoms of leg pain and swelling, especially after long periods of immobility, like a plane flight or a long drive. That's why it's good to get up about every 50 minutes and just walk around for 2 minutes. Just that little bit is a smart move. And that's why you see a lot of people that will do that. They'll get up, get down, and, you know, just walk up and down the aisle. Smart. And everybody else just kind of sits there. And I'm guilty of that, too. So I've got to get up and move more, too. I fly all the time. So ultimately, an ultrasound is necessary to confirm the presence of blood clots in the legs. And other imaging, like CT scans and MRIs, can be useful, too. But you want to get prompt treatment. That's the big thing. So if you notice any of these symptoms at all, you want to go see your physician and have a little conversation with them. Let them check it. Because the risk factors are this. You've got immobility, like I was talking about. You've got genetics and family history, which is a small, small, small part of this, okay? Like really small. And it's like 8%. And then hormone therapies can also play a role. So oral contraceptives and hormone replacement therapy do increase the risk of DVT blood clots. Trauma or surgery is another one. So if you've got any kind of trauma in an area like a leg, and there's more blood prone to clotting, that can be another one. Cancer is a big one, too. So certain malignancies can increase the risk of blood clots. So that's something you have to look at. Smoking is another one. Always has been that. Age, of course. People 60 years or older are at an increased risk of developing DVT. And obesity. Morbid obesity can result in increased intra-abdominal and pelvic pressure and result in DVT in the lower extremities. So you just want to be cautious to that. How do you avoid it? I mean, there's the biggest, I guess, support, if you will, are compression stockings are more important than maintaining good venous health. So many patients with a history of DVT should wear some form of compression stocking when possible, and such external compression can help reduce venous hypertension in the lower extremities. So attempts at preserving the valve function can also help reduce long-term complications. That's a big deal. Now, catheters can be used in combination with these kind of clot-busting medications. Not a lot of fun, though. So those are some options. But the reality is, you want to avoid them as much as possible. Use whatever tools you can with your lifestyle to avoid that. And don't forget, something that wasn't mentioned really in this that I haven't talked about is vitamin E. And vitamin E supplementation is known to be extremely supportive in the blood, especially when it comes to the clotting and that sort of thing. So you really got to look at vitamin E. Most people can take anywhere from range from 400 to 800 IUs a day, depending on what their doctor suggests. But that's kind of the normal dosages. Make sure if you take vitamin E in a supplemental form that you do the D-alpha version. There's a DL-alpha, which is synthetic, but the D-alpha is completely natural. Okay, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to Asa RX. I'm Asa, here to help you every single day. Let's get on the phones and go to Alexis. Hi, Alexis.
I am calling for my husband. He has suffered from terrible acid reflux for years and takes Tums and all sorts of other pills, and I feel like it's getting worse and he's taking more and more pills, and I just wanted to ask some advice on that.
I know it gets to be a challenge, you think, and I can just hear it in your voice. It's like the medication and the pills just become more and more and more. So acid reflux, I'm not a big fan of the medication long term because of some of the side effects we're talking and discussing now. They're not real exciting at all. And so we got to look at acid reflux. Many times it's the body's inability to create hydrochloric acid in the stomach. A lot of times we think it's too much acid. Well, it's actually a lack of stomach acid that creates the acid reflux. So apple cider vinegar has been used for a long time to be supportive in something like this. So you can look at apple cider vinegar, and in 1 to 2 tablespoons per meal can help support the body when it comes down to acid reflux. Because what happens is when we get over the age of about 35 or 40, you start to lose the ability to make as much hydrochloric acid, especially if there's a lot of stress. So if somebody has a lot of stress in their life, it's not that anybody else does. None of us do, right? So when you have a lot of that, that becomes a challenge. So by increasing the hydrochloric acid with something like apple cider vinegar, it just makes a huge difference overall. So I would look at that. But you got to do it with food and with meals and not with like shakes. It's got to be with solid food meals. But doing that over time does help. Cutting out dairy products for about 8 weeks, wheat products for about 8 weeks, that will help as well. Okay, keep me posted. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to Asa RX. Check us out, AsaRX.com. Coming up, I've got more questions about your health. Plus, if you're going to talk about being a vegan, is it good for arthritis or is it not? Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com. Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, North Korea threatening a so-called Christmas gift for the United States as tensions rise over stalled nuclear talks. China says it will lower some tariffs in the new year, and the stock market reacts, hitting new highs. The Dow gaining 96 points to close at 28,551. The Nasdaq up almost 21 points. The S&P 500 gaining 3 points. To Capitol Hill in the impeachment saga, Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer holding a news conference calling on the White House to release documents and allow witnesses in the upcoming Senate impeachment trial. House Democrats also want former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify. Meanwhile, President Trump at Mar-a-Lago in West Palm Beach, Florida for 2 weeks over the Christmas and New Year's holiday with his family. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Online, asarx.com. Look, if you have not joined in to everything we're doing in social media, you have to. Go to AsaRx. Everything is AsaRx TV. And if you haven't joined us on YouTube, you don't listen to us there, go to the website. You can subscribe right on our website, into YouTube, and all of our other outlets, too. But we've got a podcast up every single day. We'd love for you to subscribe to that. Join us. We bring you a lot of fresh content, especially some new interviews that I've got coming up with some really great people that I want you to hear. All that's at AsaRx.com. What about going vegan? It's a hot topic. I'm getting hit with emails and questions about it all the time. And the question is it good for you or is it not? People are wondering. And I've got to tell you, I'm a big fan in a lot of ways. Now, I still believe in getting certain proteins. And some people argue with me on this, but I do think there's validity. I like fish. I like eggs. I do like wild game. I think you can get some really good benefits from like bison and elk. Some of those type of meats bring some nutrition that we just don't get anywhere else. So I think that's beneficial. But for the most part, when you're talking about joint-related health and being vegan, there's some thoughts around that. So despite 80 years of research, they're looking at rheumatoid arthritis, which is an autoimmune-related arthritis. They're looking at that wondering if going vegan can really help that. Well, the vegan diet is actually going plant-based, if you've heard that term. And it's in some ways an extreme diet, they think. But they're finding that it is beneficial when you have a lot of joint pain. So people that have arthritis, this one's focused on rheumatoid, some of the research I'm talking to you about. But it does help with osteo, which is kind of the basic arthritis. It helps with that too. But number one, you want to take it slow, they say. You know, going without meat just one day of the week, start that way. Maybe go 2 days a week. Maybe go 3 days a week. But you kind of ease your way into that. And they found that when you do that, it can be very helpful. So you just got to ease into it. And it's not that hard. If you've never tried it, I encourage you to do. We always say meatless Monday. So you take a month, you know, Mondays, don't do any meat, just do vegetables for all your meals. Healthy fats, don't forget, you got to put a lot of fats in there, like avocados. Egg yolks are really good. But, you know, if you're cutting out the meat, you can get your fat sources from nuts and seeds, walnuts. Those are all great. But just kind of stick your toe in the water with it and try it. A lot of fruits and veggies because, you know, again, you want to get the high fiber content. And getting up to like 8 to 10 servings a day is a lot. So greens and cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cabbage are really important. You also want to get your nutrients up all the way around. So when you cut out things like gluten, which is a smart way to go, especially when you're doing the whole vegan thing, you really want to include and make sure that you're getting in some grains, but gluten-free. So I really like rice-based products. I think they're really good. Now, there's been talk about the quality of that versus organic and not. I do think you need to go organic, gluten-free. Regardless if it's gluten-free, you want to go organic because the quality and the non-GMO, all that piece does play a role in that. But if you should really look at it, if you've got any kind of issues with cardiovascular disease or arthritis, vegan and the vegetarian type diets have got so much promise. Because of the research that's behind them. They've been documented that even the vegetarian type diet is one that will actually reverse heart disease if you catch it in time. So that's been documented in numerous studies. A buddy of mine, Dr. Dean Ornish, he pioneered a lot of that and has got really good results with it. So I would look into that if you're looking at if you've got joint pain. And we've got more of that at asarx.com. If you need to get with one of our providers, they can help you. They can guide you through that process of what it means to even lay out a structure and a plan like that. It's always good to get blood work done, too, just to see where your numbers are, where you stand in a lot of these areas, if it's good. Because you can easily get anemic with B12 and iron when you go down this lifestyle. And there's ways to offset that if you really want to do that. But it's, without a doubt, I mean, extremely healthy and a lot of benefits. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Go to the website. Go to asarx.com. All right, let's get on the phones and talk to Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Yes, I have a question. What can a person eat to bring their magnesium level up to a standard level?
So magnesium is one of those, again, that I'm really big on supplementation with because we're so, so deficient. We really are. I mean, we're heavily deficient in magnesium. It's the number one mineral that is depleted all across the board in our soil. It doesn't matter how organic your food is. The chances of it not having the amount of magnesium that we need is very, very high. So you can get magnesium out of fruits and vegetables. Matter of fact, you can get a lot of it. But you're not going to typically get the amount to replace if you're deficient. So that's where organic whole food-based supplements come in to really give you that extra. And that's one of my favorites. Now, there's different types of magnesium. That's what you need to understand, different versions of that. So getting the right kind of magnesium in the right version is also extremely important for just for everything, for absorption, for your body utilizing what it needs, and to build the levels back up. Because remember, it's a mineral, and minerals build over time. Minerals don't just happen like you just take it and you're fine. It takes time for the minerals to build up in the body. So doing that over time makes a difference. But and so it takes time to kind of leave the body, but takes time to build up in the body too. So another little note when you do anything with magnesium is take it with food, always with solid food, and that makes a difference. But glycinate, magnesium glycinate, is probably one of the better versions than the oxide or citrate or malate. Malate's okay, but glycinate's my favorite. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to asarx.com. There we can help you. Now, if you haven't hooked up with one of our providers, you need to. You need to find someone in your area that can help you. Also, Healthy University. If you haven't joined, you're not one of our students in Healthy University, you're not part of our community, like that is where it's at. Just check us out. Go to myhealthyuniversity.com, and you can catch us there. But Healthy University is where our whole community is. So if you want to hop in with us, I teach inside of there. We do certain webcasts, web streams, Facebook Lives. I jump in there and help you on a weekly basis, but that's where we all are. That's where everybody hangs out. So if you're getting coached by one of our providers, if you're getting coached by any of us, or just by me, kind of in a virtual sense, and you need help, that's where you really learn the nuts and the bolts. And we go to course. Healthy University itself has over 400 videos. That's a complete course that you go through to learn how to really thrive with your health and get your own personal wellness where it needs to be. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. And oh, and don't forget, check us out, social media. All of that is at AsaRx TV. Now, have you ever heard of a condition called ankylosing spondylitis? Well, nine facts I want to give you about back pain, because back pain is something that hits everyone. Do you know that 98% of everyone will experience back pain at some point in their life? And it's, if you've never had it, you don't really understand the magnitude of it. It can really put you down. Back pain is a challenge. So there's a portion of that that creates the chronic pain and stiffness. Some people call it old age, but it really can happen at any age, we're finding. But it's called ankylosing spondylitis. It's like supercalifragilistic, right? So ankylosing spondylitis, and it can strike at a young age, but unlike other forms of arthritis, AS, as they call it, appears between the age of 17 and 45, with a peak onset at 30. So the back pain is a common symptom of this. However, it's not the only sign of ankylosing spondylitis, or AS. But AS can also cause problems in the joints of the hips, shoulders, ribs, heels, hands, and feet. And the joints aren't only parts affected by the body. Besides, the joints' manifestations of ankylosing spondylitis may include the eyes. It can affect other areas. So ankylosing spondylitis has got a slight autoimmune component to it that has to be looked at. That's one area you've got to realize that it can play a big role. Now, joints aren't the only body parts affected. I was saying with the eyes. But here's the thing. Guys, you're not going to like this. Men are at greater risk for ankylosing spondylitis than women. And we see that clinically, often. Matter of fact, it's like 95% men, 5% women. It's that big. So it leans heavy toward men. Now, have you ever seen that hunchback appearance that people have? That's from AS. Okay? Smoking can worsen it, and it can also, over time, and I've seen this, man, the x-rays are unbelievable, can cause the spine to fuse together. Not good. It can also be linked to irritable bowel disease or inflammatory bowel disease, like IBS. You heard of that? And they're saying that rest, which is not good, is normally good for our bodies, but it's not good for AS. So they're saying that with ankylosing spondylitis and this level of back pain, which I think this is good for all back pain, but keeping it moving. Like the movement that you can have and not be immobile can help facilitate the healing and also increase the range of motion so you can function at your best level. I mean, that is what's super important when it comes to AS, that we just have to look at it, bottom line, okay? Because AS and any other kind of back pain, having the right kind of treatment and the therapy is going to help you more than just about anything. 888-283-7272. Make sure to give us a call. If you want to be part of the show, be glad to put you in. And also, send me an email. Go to asarx.com. Shoot me an email. I'll make that part of the show. And also, don't forget, when you tweet us, we'll make those part of the show as well. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection You need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
And watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Welcome back to the show. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm Asa, your host and health coach here right now. Go to AsaRx.com. Now, irregular heartbeats are something that are actually very common. We're actually seeing it more and more. But they're saying that exercise can be your guard against that. So regular exercise can help men and women avoid a condition that causes life-threatening irregular heartbeats. Physical activity gave a 10% lower risk of developing atrial fibrillation, called AFib. This was in the Journal of the American Heart Association. Now, active women enjoyed the protection against the heart rhythm disorder even if they were obese, the study found. So even if you were obese and active, it still helped with the AFib. Now, obesity is typically an important risk factor in atrial fibrillation, and so we're pretty clear on how this older population, the more they exercise, the less likely they were to develop AFib. Now, what's interesting is most doctors will tell you don't exercise as much with AFib, take this medicine, and let's hope for the best. But the reality is they're finding now, and this was all done at Stanford University School of Medicine in California, they're finding now that this makes the biggest impact. So studies should clear up concerns that physical exercise might contribute to AFib. And this was all done at Johns Hopkins University as well. So the older population this day is more vulnerable, and there's more question in our field whether or not we should be recommending more exercise to the older folks. See, that's where that comes from. But, I mean, my opinion, from everything I've read and studied, the activity level can only help. Now, one thing that's not talked about with AFib, which is important to note, is that many times, because remember, people are extremely nutritionally deficient. Like, they're not getting everything that they need. So the exercise is helpful, but also B vitamins. Getting your full spectrum of B vitamins is going to be massive when it comes to. Matter of fact, we have seen clinically that when someone starts increasing their intake of dark leafy green vegetables like spinach or kale and hitting the dark green vegetables like broccoli and green beans and asparagus, when you start hitting that on a regular basis, then it really starts cutting down on these types of issues. Matter of fact, you can take someone with AFib typically, give them high-dose B vitamins, and increase their vegetable intake, and many times it can resolve. So is that in the clinical research, in the double-blind placebo? No. But in the nutritional world, and in other countries where that is more valid, you can see really good results with it. So just keep that in mind, that a lot of times when you have something like an irregular heartbeat, it could be an iodine deficiency too, by the way, but you've got to look at that, because many times there are deficient areas there that are not being looked at, that are not being really noticed, that could be the biggest piece of why that person is struggling with it. That's why blood testing is so important. It's why looking at the nutritional deficiencies are so vital. So you don't miss something, see? That's the key. But AFib, the really cool thing about this study they did is they're validating how important exercise is with something like AFib. And it is. It's a huge piece of it. I mean, it's one area that you have to look at to really make it all happen. So I would encourage you to, if you have AFib or know somebody that does, get them and encourage them to get more exercise in. It really does make a big difference. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Go to AsaRx.com. I'm Asa, and I'm here with you each and every day. Look, we want to see you on the show. Reach your potential, no matter what. Let's get on the phones with Adam. Hi, Adam.
My problem is I have a lot of gas trapped I had a ultrasound done to check my kidneys out and pancreas, and they told me that I have a lot of trapped gas. Even if I drink water, my stomach is just bloated. And I was wondering what I need to get done. Do I need a colonoscopy done or what?
So really you want to step back, and if your doctors aren't telling you that you really need to do anything, one area you want to look at, and this is super important, is to make sure that you've got the right eating habits, okay? Because the trapped gas, yes, it's uncomfortable, but the reality is something is creating a lot of that. So you really want to cut out the basics. When we talk about in the anti-inflammatory diet, you really want to look at cutting out dairy products for about 8 weeks, wheat products for 8 weeks. And I'm not anti either one of those, by the way, but a lot of people struggle with that. They create a lot of inflammation in the gut and instability in the gut. So getting your microbiome, as we call it, that's the environment of the gut, getting that healthy and getting that into a good place is where you want to start when you have any kind of digestive related issue. So I would focus on that first and then see how that, you know, see how your body reacts to it. Have someone walk you through that. If you need one of our providers in your area that can help you, then let us know. We can definitely help you out with that. But I would check into that for sure, because anytime the digestive system is not working right or is acting up the way you need to, remember everything happens. It all flows. All of our health comes from the gut. The gut is kind of like the main piece that we have to look at when it comes to optimal health. And so the trap gas thing, yes, it's a challenge, but you really want to look at that, because it's something that I would have a physician kind of walk with you through that process. There's a good anti-inflammatory diet in my book. If you want to get in there, free copies of my book right now, we're giving those away. Go to myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com. And you can get that there. It really is. It'd be a great tool, I think, to help you kind of along the way. I want to talk about some benefits of beef real quick, because a lot of people kind of, again, I talk about vegetarian and vegan being a good thing, but let me just throw some things about grass-fed beef that we don't get in a lot of other foods that we do get here that's beneficial. So B12 is a big one. That's why people get B12 deficient when they cut meat out. Zinc is a big one, about 19% of what you get in the mineral you get in beef. Vitamin B3 and vitamin B6, which are used for so many different processes in the body. And then iron, you get about 8%. Again, B12 and iron are big, loaded in beef. So it's also a great source of potassium, phosphorus, and protein that many people don't get in other foods. It's got vitamin E, it's got beta-carotene, and believe it or not, it has omega-3 fatty acids in there as well. So when you're getting beef, you're getting all of these benefits. Now, do I think you need to do it all the time? Maybe not so much, but it's one of those that are absolutely a key. That puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producers, Lyle Valentine, Derek Allen, John Garrison, our engineer, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned in the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to ACE-RX here to help you reach your potential.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, in giving with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at ASARX.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.